Okay, new Gemara. The Gemara tells us, "Ayin Dava Mebeis." Amar Rabbi Bar Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan had Tovet Semer Shalgabe Behema B'Shabes Chayiv Shalosh Chataos. Basically, I think what this means is Azoy, that the you're combing the wool that's on the Behema, and you are going to be in violation of Gimel Chataos. One for gozes, one for menapates, and one for toveth, right? Effectively, even though gozes probably happens last in the process, right? When I have the wool that's attached to the animal, and I scrub the, and I comb the wool, so that is menapates in the sense of it's like straightening out the wool. It's toveth in the sense that what? You're going to twine it together to make string, and it's gozes when you'll rip it out afterwards. So gozes is presumably last. Nonetheless, the Gemara has gozes first, because in the sequence of melachos in the Mishkan, gozes comes before tove, right? And it comes before menapes. So apparently, that's why the order over here is reversed. Oh. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana disagrees. Rav Kahana says, no, you're not chayiv. Ein derech geziza b'kach, ein derech menapeitz b'kach, ein derech tevia b'kach. Frek the Gemara, v'lo. Why is it not the derech? V'hatanya mishmeid Rav Nechemye shatuf ba'izim v'tavu ba'izim. That they washed the goats while the wool is attached to them. They'd have the goats go through the water to clean it, to clean out the wool. V'tavu b'izim, and they'd make the thread when it's still on the goats. So you see that it is the derech, because it's not shayich that the actions that they did in the Mishkan you'd not be chayiv on. Alma tevia gabi behema shma tevia. So the Gemara answers, chachma yisera shani. The Gemara says, what they did involved Chachma Yisera. They were super duper smart. They had tremendous talent. Ad kan divrei HaGemara. Now Rashi and Tosfos disagree over here regarding Chachma Yisera. Right? Rashi writes that for the woman herself, these very talented women who worked in the Mishkan, they would be chayiv. But for a head yot, it's not derech b'kach, and therefore it would be kil'achar yad. No? Is that what Rashi says? Right? Rashi first of all says, k'diksi b'cho isha chachma slave. The Rashash points out that Rashi is probably quoting the wrong pasuk. It should be, v'chol ha'noshim asher nasoli ban olson b'chachma tavu asa'izim. Right? It should be from tavu asa'izim. Okay. And then Rashi writes, for a head yot, it's not derech b'kach. So for a head yot, it's going to be potter. But for the isha chachma slave, she's going to be chayiv. Tosfos, however, says, no. Tosfos says, ha'osim osam ba'ladaita eto ka'odam kedaminan gabe anshe hutzal. Tosfos says that even these noshim in the Mishkan, even they would have been potter. No? According to Rashi, the women who did it in the Mishkan would have been chayiv. But Tosfos says the women who did it like this in the Mishkan are going to be potter. This issue probably relates to how we understand Butladaita Eto Ko'odom, right? Tosfos invokes, well, his discussion is there on Sadi Beis. If an entire community does it one way, okay. If it's going to be only individuals, since Taisa says, but ladaita eto ko adam, and therefore, no matter what, you're potter. Rashi, however, I think would say that we're not going to say, but ladaita eto ko adam, if it's something that everyone could do it if they'd have the ability to do so. In this situation, if everyone wants talent in life, if you would have that talent, you would do it. So therefore, it's not Batladaita Eto Ka'odam. The only reason why you don't do it is because you're not as talented. That's L'cha'ora, what Rashi holds. Okay, Zolzayin, that's a minor point. the larger issue to talk about in this sugya, and it's relevant for the next sugya also, where the Gemara says, if you tolesh kanaf from an oaf, so you're going to be chayiv for gozeis mechateich and memachik. Right? The shaila is, in all these Gemaras, what is considered kil achar yad? Right? Our Gemara effectively follows Rav Kahana that if I'm tovet sema agavi behema, so that is kil achar yad. And therefore I'm putter. So there are a few questions to ask. One, how do I know what is kil achar yad, what isn't? Two, is Kel Achar Yad a Petur only on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Or is Kel Achar Yad a Petur B'chol HaTorah Kula? And the Achronim go to town on this. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is inclined, it's a piece in Kovetz Shi'urim Os Reish Beis, that Kel Achar Yad has to be a Petur B'chol HaTorah Kula, not only in Hilchos Shabbos, because we know that Achila Shelo Kedarka is not Achila, Hana Shelo Kedarka is not Hana'a. So therefore we see that it's not a limited din in Shabbos. It's not a halacha out of Melachas Machshabbos. Melachas Machshabbos could have told us that I need to do Melachas Sheva Mishkan in the most professional sort of way, and therefore Kel Achar Yad is not the most professional way, and therefore maybe it's a din only in Shabbos. However, says Rabbi Chanan, the fact that there's a halacha of Shelo Kederech Achila, that indicates that Kel Achar Yad is a din B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's Rabbi Chanan's approach. Me'idach, our dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer, has a raya from probably the most important Gemara with respect to Gozeis, and that's a Gemara in Bechoros Chaf Dalet Amid Beis, going over to Chaf Hey, a raya that the din of Kel Achar Yad is only in Shabbos and Yom Tov, and it's not for anything else. Now, what the Megillah Sefer Tainus is asoi. You know, the Mishnah in Bechoros says a halacha of Rabbi Yosei ben Hamsholem. Rabbi Yosei ben Hamsholem tells us that when you shecht a bechor, you're allowed to basically be tolesh as a seor. There are five psulim of shechita. Some of you guys went on the shechita trip recently, no? The contemporary halacha shechita trip. So the five psulim of shechita are shehiya, chalada, hagrama, ikur, shi'iya, and what? Shi'iya drasa, right? Chalada, hagrama, and ikur. Shi'iya means that you delay in the shkita. Drasa means you apply pressure rather than cutting. Chalada means that there's like something stuck under your knife, and you're not shechting the behemoth directly. If there are notzos, if there are feathers on the bird, where you have some hair of the animal near the base hashchita, so potentially that could be a concern of chalada. So therefore, when we shech the animals, we remove the hair from the animal. The problem is, if I have a bechor, the halacha is, the Torah says, that lo tagoz bechor tzeinecha, I'm not allowed to shear it, no? So what do I do? If I pull out the hair, I'm in violation of this lo tagoz. On the other hand, I want to shecht it, and I want my shechita to be kosher. So what do I do? So the Mishnah tells me, the Rabbi Yosef ben Hamsholem says, I'm allowed to pull out the hairs. It's not a problem. The Gemara tries to figure out what's the reason for Rabbi Yosef ben Hamsholem. How come I'm allowed to pull out the hair? One possibility in the Gemara is that the Svara is that toleish lav hainu gozeis. That maybe the malacha of Gozeis, lo tagoz b'chor tzeinecha, that malacha is only if I do a b'kli. But if I pull the hair out the yad, I'm understanding the Gemara lefi, what I consider to be the pshutel. I think the rush by us goes in this direction a little bit. If I pull out the hair b'yad, that's not the malacha of Gozeis. If the heter is based on tolesh lav hainu gozeis, so zakhbi gemar on yontiv, I might not be allowed to do this. Because on Yontiv, it would be Aser Alt Oker Dover Migiduai. The Gemara is assuming, apparently, that there's some Iser akin to Kotzer. If I rip the hair out of an animal on Yontiv, because I'm pulling the hair out from the source of the thing's growth. If you remember when we learned the Malach of Kotzer, we brought some rayas from the Gemara and Pe'alaf and elsewhere, that the Malach of Kotzer is not only when something is Mechubar Lekarka. If I have like mushrooms growing on the side of the barrel and the like, that could be an Isser of Kotzer. So here also, the Gemara is entertaining. Again, we're learning this with Fipshuto. There's obviously debates about every point that we're saying. But the Gemara says it could be that the reason I'm allowed to rip the hair out before the Shechita of a Bechor is because Tolei Shlav HaNegozes. But that's not going to help me on Yontif. Because on Yontif I have to be concerned with an Isser of Kotzer. So therefore maybe it's also to do this on Yontif. Alternatively, Zakh the Gemara, maybe Tolesh Hainu Gozes. Maybe there's no fundamental difference if I pull it out the yad or if I cut it. Maybe Tolesh is Gozes. And the reason why it's going to be Mutter is out Dover She'eno Miskaven. It's Dover She'eno Miskaven in the sense of, I don't really want to pull the hairs out. I want to move the hairs over to the side so that I have a clean area for the Beis HaShechita. It's Dover She'eno Miskaven if it ends up being pulled out. If it's out Dover She'eno Miskaven, it's going to be Mutter and Yantav also. So there are two mahalchim in the Gemara on Chavtal and Amibayz and Bechorel. Say, I underlined on the Mar Mekoma sheet to look at this Gemara well, because I meant it. Look at the Gemara well. Okay? So effectively, mahalch one is saying that Tolesh is Lav Haigugosis. If Tolesh is Lav Haigugosis, so it's Mutter by Bechor. Aybaz, it's going to be Osir on Yantin. If Tolesh is Gozes, and Achim Haki, it's going to be Mutter on Tzdavar She'en Miskaven, so it's going to be Mutter on Yantif. That's the Gemara on Chavdal Ramen Beis. Then the Gemara continues. And the Gemara on Chavhei Amid Aleph says maybe we could go in a different approach. Maybe we could say that really Tolesh is not Gozes. You have a problem. If a Tolesh is not Gozes, it should be Oster on Yontif, because it would be like Kotzer. Zakima, no, Yontif, Hainu Tamid Deshari, they have a like Oker Dover Megidulo Kil Achar Yad. On Yontif, it's Mutter Alt Kil Achar Yad. Comes along the Megillah Sefer, who is actually brilliant, in my opinion, and the Megillah Sefer says, Whoa, 1 second. If I read the Gemara carefully, the Gemara is only invoking Kil Achar Yad Klape the Din of Yontif, no? The Gemara says Abai Bechor it's Mutter because Tolesh is Lav Hainu Gozes. And I should still be also in Yontif. Well, for Yontif it's Mutter because it's Kil Achar Yad. But I don't understand. Once I have the head of Kil Achar Yad, then it's not a normal way to pull it out the Yadayim. Can't I say that that's why it's Mutter by Bechor also? Why do you have to say that Bechor it's Mutter on Tolesh Lav Hainu Gozes? So it's Mutter because it's Kil Achar Yad. Comes along in the Megillah Sefer. And he says, oh, you see from this Gemara, Bechoros Chavdalot on the base, Chavhei Amid Aleph, that the din of Kil Achar Yad perhaps is only formulated in Shabbos and Yomim. And maybe there's no such thing as Kil Achar Yad b'sha'ar Yisurim. Aye. Achila Shalai Kedarka. Right? And Hanoa Shalai Kedarka. I use Gemara from Sadim that say that there's a heter Shalai Kedarach by other things. So he says, no, that's a different part. Right. Over there, it's a different Achila. The Torah answers this action of Achila. Achila Shalai Kedarka is not Achila. When the Torah answers a Maisa, right? Sometimes the Torah answers the Hanoa. And since the Torah answers the Maisa. When the Torah answers the Maisa, one could say that perhaps the only time there's a heter of Kol Achar Yad is by Shabbos and Yontif, based on the special din of Melechas Machshavas. But maybe, B'chol HaTayim Mekulo, there's no heter of Kol Achar Yad. That's the approach that the Megillah Sefer takes. It's Mamish Kumfar Perit in Rebbe Chama, no? Rabbi Chanan is saying that Kim Achar Yad is a din b'chalat Torah kula, right? And Rabbi Chanan proves this from Achilah Sholei Kedarka, etc. The Megillah Sefer is saying no, Kim Achar Yad is a halacha only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. His raya is from this Gemara in Bechoros. Now, there's a third Nahalach, which splits between the types of Kil Achar Yad, and this is probably the most famous Mahalach within Kil Achar Yad, and this is, of course, the approach of the Eglei Ta'al, right, who we now know is called Eglei Ta'al, right? So the Eglei Ta'al, in the Psicha Os Gimel, develops a Yisod that there are Tzvei Dinim of Kil Achar Yad. There's one din of Kil Achar Yad that's going to be a din B'chol HaTorah Kula. There's another din of Kil Achar Yad that's a din only on Shabbos. You see, the Gemara, I don't know the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch in Ibn HaEzer Kuf Chaf Gimel says, if a person writes a get b'smolo, the get's going to be kosher. Why is the get going to be kosher? We know that I write with my left hand, that's not called writing. And the Torah says, by a get, you have to write. So it comes along with Beis Shmuel, and the Beis Shmuel writes in Ibn HaEzer the same Yesod as what we saw from the Megillah Sefer. Beis Shmuel says, you know what? There's a din Kil Achar Yad, but that's a din only on Shabbos. And B'chol HaTorah Kula, Kil Achar Yad is considered Ksiva. So if I write with my left hand, it's a kosher get. Why? Because Kil Achar Yad is only a psul or a p'tur in Shabbos. Of course, we have to square this with discussions in the Beis Yosef in Orechayin Siman Lamed Beis about if you write tefillin or Sefer Torah with your left hand, where they discuss that maybe it's going to be puzzle. Well, but the standard approach, Vashtein Shulchan Aruch, is that a get b'smol is kosher. Why? Obviously because Kil Achar Yad is a din only on Shabbos. And if I write b'smol, right, so it's going to be kosher. A get b'smol is a kosher get. What do we have, guys? Oh. So the egg, yes, sir.
I'm just curious, could a printed get be kosher?
If a printed get, pashtus is not. Right, in other words, the Torah says for kasav, it has to be what is the halachic equivalent of ksiva. I don't want to get involved in like the whole Rav Abadi discussion about silkscreen Sifrei Torah and the like, and that's already razzle dazzle. One of the telltale signs, my father used to be the director of the Beis Din of America for a few years before my father reconstituted the Beis Din before Rabbi Broid and Rabbi Reis came. So the Beis Din was defunct for a few years. Rav Schachter's father, a friend of Rav Melech Schachter, used to run the Beis Din, you know? And then the Beis Din went out of business, so then my father, when he retired, he took over the Beis Din. Eventually he left the Beis Din because the Beis Din didn't pay him for like all the 10 years that he worked there. So eventually he decided, if I'm going to be retired and not get paid, I may as well do other stuff that's more fun than getting. But one of the things that he told me is that people would often show up with gittin that would be like typewritten gittin. Dead giveaway, it's a conservative get. Dead giveaway. Orthodox Jews, we write a get b'ksav ashuris, right? Sefer Torah ksav, that's how you write a get. Right? You don't do any of the easy printed things. It has to be ksav min ha-Torah, and we're even choshesh for those days in Rishonim. There's an opinion of the Ar Zarua that you only violate the malach of kosev b'shabbos, you write b'ksav ashuris. If I write our normal writing, that an aleph looks like this, no? That's not ksav, says the Ar Zarua. Right? It's got to be ksav. That's the halacha. Oh. So now, a get that's written b'smol, Shulchan Aruch Pasens, is kosher. That could be because of this approach that Shalom Kedarko is a din only le'inyan Shabbos, and the rest of Torah is going to be kosher. However, the Eglei Ta'al is not inclined that it's so simple. Zok the Eglei Ta'al, that really there are tzvei dinim in Kil Achar Yad. There's what he calls a distinction. We already spoke about this Eglei Ta'al when we learned Daf Lamed Tes about Bishul B'chama. But there's a difference between a shinui be'echos ha-pu'ula and a shinui be'echos ha-nif'al. A shinui ve'echos ha'pu'ula is that I do my ma'isa differently. Shinui ve'echos ha'nifal means that the result is different. Says the Egel Tal, if the result ends up being different, like what we spoke about, Bishul Bechama on Shabbos, right, that the result is different because there's no Shabbach Eitzim, so in that case, that's going to be a Ptur B'chol HaTayra Kula. Right, the din is that Bishul Bechama is not considered Bishul in terms of Korban Pesach, when the Torah says, Al Tochlu Mimenu Bashel Mavushal, right? It's not considered Bishul B'chol HaTayra Kula. Why? That's a Shinui Be'echos HaNifal. A Shinui Be'echos HaPu'ula is going to be only Le'inyin Shabbos. That's what the Egle Taltain is. Yes, Ari.
There's no source.
Can you speak louder?
There's no source for this in Tegumah.
There's no?
There's no source for this filling.
Between Echos HaPu'ula and Echos HaNifal? That's correct.
Did you ever talk about whether it applies to other sermonizers to assume that you know what the answer is?
That is correct. Again, there might be some indication from that Gemara Bechoros, perhaps, that it's only in Shabbos, right? And there would be a certain logic to it. That Egel Tal was trying to be Mechadish something. It is brilliant, right? He's inventing a new distinction between.
Another.
What?
I can also invent a distinction.
But it's got a cold water, right? This is a good distinction. The Egel Tal says that if my shinui is just that, you know, I turn on the light with my left hand and my right hand, it's the same light. So that might be a din of shinui only lighting shots. But if it's a shinui that the result is different, so such a shinui, the Egel's hanif'al is going to be b'chala Torah kula. And then the Egel Tal tainas, based on this, we can explain Rashi in our sugya. No? You saw this part of the Egel Tal? Mamish Go'aynis. Let's go through our Gemara. Our Gemara says that if I'm Tov Etzema Agabe Behema, at first we think that you're Chayiv, then Rav Kahana says that you're Potter, because it's not the Derech. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? But in the Mishkan it was Shatuf Be'izim, Tavu Be'izim, so it is the Derech. So we answer Chochma Yisei V'Shaini. Right? Meaning that Achrei Kichlos HaKol, we say, the Mishkan was different, Chachma Yisera, Rashi like he holds, Tosis like he holds, that we discussed. On that Gemara of Chachma Yisera, which is the final punchline, so there, Zokt Rashi, Lehediot Ein Darko Bekach, because it's Kil Achar Yad. Frek the Egle Tal, 1 second, Rashi, sir, if you're telling me Kil Achar Yad is the Petur, so say Kel Achar Yad earlier in the Gemara, right? Rav Kahana says it's Ein Derech Kel Achar Yad. No. So how come Rashi says Kel Achar Yad only at the very, very end of the Gemara? Say Kel Achar Yad earlier in the Gemara. Comes along the Egel Tal. He says no. Earlier in the Gemara, when we say Ein Derech Bekach, that's talking about a Shinui B'Nif'al. Most people, if you try to take the wool on the sheep and make it into thread, it's not going to end up being a good thread. It won't be done well. There'll be a Shinui B'Nif'al. So such a Shinui, of course, is Kelach HaYad. And Rashi doesn't have to tell me it's Kelach HaYad. Only acharei kechlos hakol, only at the very end of the Gemara, we're talking about those nashim, right? Who had asher nasa liban osana b'chachma tavu es ha'izim. Those women who are tremendously talented, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave them chachma, bina, yisera, whatever it is, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them. So then Rashi says it's Kel Achar Yad to tell me that this is a chiddush of Kel Achar Yad in terms of Echos HaPe'ula rather than Echos HaNif'al. Echos HaNif'al is poshut that it's going to be Kel Achar Yad and you don't have to tell it to me. Rashi waits until the very end of the Gemara to tell it to me to be mechadesh that this is in Kel Achar Yad in Echos HaPe'ula also. That's what the Egel Tal says. Ah!
The man is very good. I mean, Ari Adler's problem with the Egel Tal is that it's too mechudash. Right? Ari Adler, you see, is a scholar. Scholar is like, you know, stuff that's not fun. People who like fun realize this is good.
People who like truth.
Yeah, we know the Kutzker's word about MS is very far from Yafet. Okay. You know that MS? The Yasef and Nochem made the last thing, the furthest away is Yafet. Yafet and MS have a whole gap between them. That's what the Kutzker famously said. Okay.
According to something what the Rebbe said before, if you hold that, on Shabbos.
If I quote safe what?
If you say, if you go against the Ozorua, that even regular Shabbos
is Chayyid.
So I then, the get, that the get probably is kosher if you print it.
Ken Zayin, again, you have to figure out what's considered the Hagdara of Kosev. In terms of the Kosev involved forming each ice, if I have a printing system where I'm just pushing the button. Let's talk about the old typewriters. You push a button and then like a arm comes out and right, that may or may not be Kosev because those involve sugyas and gittin about chuk, tochos, chuk, yurechos. It's not posh. Is that concerned my maisa? Not concerned my maisa. In Hachanami. Again, there's a lot to be mefalpel about. The Chazon Ish apparently once told somebody who was in a very difficult situation, had to write a get very quickly, that you could write a get with our normal handwriting. That's just the minhug, that we only write gittin and ksav ashuris, and the ikar adin get is going to be kosher. Again, we pass in Hilchos Shabbos. Now, if I write normally, you're also chayiv, chora, no? The Bir Halacha writes in Shin Mem that we don't really paskin like this or as a Ruah. It's a collector's item. It's interesting, right? Like collector's items usually are. Oh. So now, what emerges from the Egle Tal is that there's two different types of Kil Ahayad. One is a Din B'chala Taira Kula, one is a Din only on Shabbos. And let's talk about the paradigmatic Kil Ahayad, which are B'chala Taira Kula. For example, Achila Shalai Kederech. Achila Shalai Kederech could mean if I eat the food and it's super spicy. I eat the food and it's super hot, no? That's Achila Shalai Kederech. Achila Gas? Achila Gas usually says I'm already full when I stuff myself more. This is Achila Shalai Kederech. What's the difference in the result of the eating? I'm going to be full. Right? Whether I ate the food very hot. Right? According to the Egel Tal, this is Rav Asher Weiss's Ha'ara, which I think is very puzzled. If you look in the Sefer Minchas Asher, he's also one of our dear friends. Yeah, we got put it on the table. Also our friend. So the Minchas Asher Tainas, he says, one second. The paradigmatic case of Shalom Kederech B'cholat Ha'rekula is Achila Shalom Kederech. Achila Shalai Kederech, that means I eat food, it's very hot. According to Egel Tal, the only reason why that would be true B'cholat Ha'rekula is because that's a din Ve'elos Ha'Nifah. But there's no what's the Echos Ha'Nifah? Right? There's no result to talk about. By the way, Shabbos, I can talk about a result and not a result. Over here, right, the result is that I'm full. It's the same result. Where's the Echos Ha'Nifah? No Sabbath path, correct Rav Asher Weiss. How can Shulchan Aruch categorically say that if I write a get this small, it's going to be kosher? Look up Aira. Most people who would write a get this small, the get would not be kosher. Because for most people, when you write with your left hand, the ksav won't be as good as if you write with your right hand. If there's going to be a shinui ve'echos hanifah, the get will come out, the writing won't be as neat, as yafeh, as it would be if I write with my right hand. So then, that should be a shinui b'chala terekula. If it's a shinui b'chala terekula, then the get should be pachol. So how can Shulchan Aruch say categorically, have hosei b'smol is a good get? How can it be a good get? For most people, right? If I train myself, maybe then it could be kosher. Right? But most people, that's not true. You have to at least clarify. So Rav Asher Weiss asks these kashas on the mahalach of the Eglay Tala. And he comes up with a different mahalach in terms of what type of kil'achar yad / shimui is a din only on Shabbos, and what type of kil'achar yad is a din b'chol ha'tayakula. Zachar Usher Weiss. Sometimes there's a kil'achar yad that if someone sees you doing it, they're going to say, this do anderish. They're going to look at you and say, you're different, you're weird. You're doing, right? Like the Gemara in Shavuos talks about hava el habayis. Right? There's a halacha that if you go into a home where there's tumas tzara'as, right? So you become tameh. That's only if it's derech bia, if I go in frontwards. If I go in backwards, that's not bal habayis. Right? That seems to indicate that the din of shinui of kal'achayas, din of chalatayim kula. But since with Asherites, no! Maybe the pshat over there is just that anyone who looks at you says, you know what, you're a weirdo. You're doing something that no one does. If people look at me and they say, I'm a weirdo, so then that's the type of kil'achar yad that's going to be a din b'cholatayra kula. But if they look at me and they don't say, I'm a weirdo, they look at me and they say, maybe, I don't know. There are no bells that go off. So then such a kil'achar yad, if it's specific to you, totally subjective to you, so such a kil'achar yad is a din only in Shabbos. When I'm Jose Bismol, does anyone look at me and say, I'm a weirdo? There are many people on this planet who are like these. You see someone who's Jose Bismol, you think the guy's a weirdo? Not only is my Jose Bismol is not normal, it's because for me, I usually write the yomim. And now I'm writing the small up. So it's a subjective shinui. A subjective shinui is a din only in Shabbos. But an objective shinui in the sense that anyone who looks at it will say, bis du amad in the mensch. Right? Not madernish, madna. You're a weird guy. Right? Oh, they say I'm weird. So b'kahai gavna, right? That's going to be a shinui b'chol ha-Torah kula. This is Reb Usher Weiss's mahalach. Mamish. Right? It's good, no? It's good tire. Right? Reb Usher Weiss is saying, not like, again, he's saying like Reb Ochanan, the Eglay Tal, that there are certain shinuim b'chol ha-Torah kula, certain shinuim umla in Shabbos. Right? That middle mahalach, but his middle mahalach is different. His middle mahalach is whether it's subjective or objective. That, I think, is a nice approach. Reb Usher Weiss then goes on to ask the following chakira. When I speak about kil'achar yad, is kil'achar yad, is that a din in the melacha, or is it a din in the maisa? Mashal l'mahakal v'domeh. He tells a story that one time the stipler was in the army. He was captured or something in Russia. And they, on a Shabbos, they told the stipler and the other people who were with him that we'll set you free if you shoot with the gun and you hit the bullseye. And you hit the target, then you can go free. If you miss, so then you will... you'll have to stay in prison. That's what they said. You have to stay in prison until you hit the target. So the Talmidei Chachamim, the second and other Talmidei Chachamim were with them, are declaring when they shoot the gun with the right hand. When you shoot with your right hand, you have a better chance of hitting the target, no? Or do you shoot with your left hand? On the one hand, if I shoot with my right hand, I have a better chance of hitting the target, I might go free earlier. On the other hand, that's a malacha kedarka. If I hit with my left hand, I have less of a chance of hitting the bullseye. On the other hand, it's shalaita darka. And this could be a shayla of whether it's better to do one malacha to get free, or to do many malachas, none of which are the full-fledged isser.
That's one way of looking at it. And this was a machlokes between the stapler and this other gadol. So what happened was that the stapler decided to shoot with his left hand, and the other gadol shot with his right hand. Kimtz again, the other gadol who shot with his right hand missed the target each time he fired, and the stapler shot with his left hand, hit the target on the first shot. Okay, that's what happened. Now, part of the machlokes over here may have been, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, that they're clearing about what is considered kil akrayat. This Daifor says, shooting a gun, if I do it with my left hand, that's kil akrayat, because this ma'isa is usually done with my right hand. The other gadol said, no, that's not kil akrayat. The malachi you're doing is mavir. Mavir, right? That's the malachi about shooting a gun. Mavir lechot oga. You could do, sometimes I strike him after I do it with my right hand, sometimes I strike him after I do it with my left hand. It's not kil akrayat, I do mavir with my left hand. Right? So maybe, suggests Rav Asher Weiss, maybe they're arguing about whether kil akrayat is a din in the malacha or a din in the specific maisa. Right? Something to think about. Learn that Ramban in the Choros, on Yud Ches, in the Bet, in the Hilchos Bechoros in the Ramban. Look at the Ramban, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Yontiv, and we'll continue this conversation next time we learn it. Okay, Rabbi.
You could also just read the